Strategy by itself is very powerful, but you got to have the right mindset. You've got to be making decisions and you've got to be focused on what you do want if you want to hit consistent 5 and 6 figure months. You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 381. And today we're going to talk about how to quantum leap your business into consistent 5 and 6 figure months. You ready for this? Let's get started. Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Get ready to ramp up your revenue, amplify your impact, and make your mark in the world. This is the show for experts, thought leaders, and service professionals who want to shatter their limits and achieve that next level. You're going to find out from other experts and influencers how they made it. Now, let's get amplified. Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It is your host, Melanie Benson. Authority Amplifier to expert-based entrepreneurs ready for consistent 5 and 6 figure months. And today, I'm going to talk about the energy of quantum leaping. And what this means is, it's like, think of it like you're going to put turbochargers on and you're going to make a significant leap forward. Now, what I'm about to share with you is a little bit strategy, a little bit mindset, and a little bit of shift in your entire paradigm of what it takes, because a lot of people go into, how do I get to a 6 or 7 figure, or maybe even an 8 figure business by working harder? Once you hit that first 6 figures, working harder is not going to get you there. I've been reading a book. I've read a lot of books around this over the years, and I love this book, 10X is Easier Than 2X. It is such a brilliant book, and it's written by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy, I believe it is. I will link that up in the show notes. And the premise behind this applies exactly to this idea of quantum leaping your coaching business. And, you know, when I talk to a lot of my clients when they're starting one of my programs, I always ask them, like, what do they want? And they'll start usually with, I want to make a greater impact, or I want to have more consistent revenue, or I want to get my message out in a bigger way. And then I'll ask them, well, what do you really want? Like, what is like the big dream? And a lot of times there is not necessarily this really big dream. And I think it's because sometimes we're afraid to give ourselves permission to want what we really want. And one of the things they lay out in this 10X is Easier Than 2X book is, what do you really want? And give yourself permission to want what you want. And I love the chapter. And if you've read it, let me know what you think about it. This idea that, you know, most people are holding themselves back or rationalizing smaller goals or more realistic goals, if you will, because they don't know how to rationalize to someone else why they want what they want. So here's the invitation for you. What do you really want? And give yourself permission to want what you want. And that's really the first piece of getting to 5 and 6 figure months, is to want it. If you don't want it, you're probably not going to be willing to do some of the things differently that need to get you there. And if you don't want it, great, absolutely great. But stop pretending like you want to have more consistent revenue, because you're going to have this constant tension. So just want what you do want. Want that you have a $20,000 a year business, or want that you are going to just have some one-on-one clients and you're going to just love that, right? And so just want what you want and give yourself permission to want it. Now, if you do really want to go to that next level, then the third piece of this is stop doing everything that doesn't lead to what you want. And this is hard for a lot of people. And I remember coaching somebody on this a few years ago. She wanted consistent revenue. She wanted to get into 6-figure years, but she was doing a whole bunch of stuff that was never going to lead to that. Now, I'm not saying that you eliminate fun. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not saying don't do things because you enjoy them. Especially if you understand what your human design is, some of us literally have to follow the spark, even if that spark doesn't really pan out. Like, I know it's completely opposite, but you have to really look at the offerings, the messaging, the places you're investing your time, where you're in the weeds of your business, and how you are spending so much time and energy doing things that cannot deliver what you really want, no matter what that what is. The premise of getting to consistent 5 and 6 figure months starts with, what do you really want? Do you really want to get to 5 and 6 figure months? If you do, give yourself permission to want it. and then go all in on it and stop doing everything that doesn't directly lead to that. If we're on the same page and you really want it and you're in, now let's talk about three areas you need to optimize to get there. And I'm not going to talk about infrastructure and things like that because you do have to have the infrastructure to sustain it, but that's not what this is about today, because actually you don't even need infrastructure until you have these three things in place. And the first one is you have to have a scalable offer. I like a scalable high ticket offer that is based on your recognized authority, and it has to be optimized. Optimized means you really understand how to package it, how to deliver it, what the value of it is, and it has to be priced appropriately for your ideal client. And if you don't have at least a 4 to 6K offer, and that doesn't have to be a 1-year program, I'm talking about like a 10 to 12 week or maybe even a 6-month program at that level, there's an opportunity to optimize there. The reason why is your signature offer drives your brand recognition in your industry. It acts like a compass to help you line up everything else. So when I'm working with people on their offers, I'm sorry, when I'm working with people on their messaging, I am oftentimes helping them really optimize their offer first. It's one of the big things I do in 100K Authority Accelerator. We spend a whole day on it because I find that this offer is oftentimes confusing. You're not 100% on it. There's some things you like about it and some things that don't work. And it's not really optimized. And so it's causing a seed of doubt in you. And that seed of doubt in you is transferring to your potential client base. And it's also probably acting like a conflicting energy. So it's causing you to not go out and be visible. You're not getting on stages. You're not getting in front of audiences. You're not being a guest expert, because that seed of doubt has contaminated your confidence and your clarity, and so you're holding yourself back. So you've got to have an optimized, scalable offer. My recommendation is something 4 to 6K, but it could be a 2K offer, or it could be a 10K or a 20K offer. It's just you got to have something that can be scaled. Now, the second area, and this is a big area a lot of people miss, is you need some kind of what I call a sales trigger that you facilitate regularly. Now, here's why this matters. What I see the biggest mistake happening for a lot of people is they go about building this email community. They're active in their social, but they're just waiting for someone to raise their hand and say, hey, can you help me? Or over-relying on their online sales mechanisms to move people into some kind of an offer. And especially if you've got a higher ticket offer, that's not going to cut it. And so a sales trigger event is something you do regularly. You have it calendared for a year out. You know when these things are going to happen. And they are a place where you invite your ideal clients to come experience you, like a webinar or a masterclass or an event of some kind, and invite them to work with you. If you are not doing a regular sales trigger event, you do not have the right mechanism in place to move interested people into invested buyers. You don't have a way for people to buy in mass, so to speak. It can help cut through a lot of the noise of regular emails and social content. Say, hey, there's a thing I'm doing. This is what it's about. If this is resonating with you, you want to be there. Or at least there's thinking, oh, I didn't know Jana did that, or I didn't know Melanie did that, and now I do, and I can decide if I want to enroll in that. It gives you a mechanism to wake up dormant leads and get them into action. So number two, you need to be facilitating a regular sales trigger event. I recommend a minimum of every other month, but more like every month. Three, and this is where I know a lot of people are like, I know, I've tried, it's not working for me. You need to develop a lead source, a consistent lead source to that sales trigger. Now, there's a lot of ways to do this, and this is really dialing it into where do you want to invest your time, money, and energy? Where is your authentic authority? You know, so what do you light up when you do? And where do your ideal clients look for solutions? So you kind of have to know those pieces. Whatever you do, you need to do it consistently. So some of the ones that I do that I find massively helpful is, I'm a guest expert. I am on stages and shows, you know, every month, multiple times. And that is one of, and for, by the way, I love that. I love connecting with the host. I love connecting with the audience. I love connecting with people who are listening, who it's like I get flooded in my DMs and I hear from people. It's like, oh my God, that meant so much to me. Or I loved hearing about this. Like, it's really rewarding. It's not just about the leads. It's not just about the clients. It's also about knowing that you're making a big difference in the world, whether they're ready for you or not, right? So that's my strategy. I highly recommend it. But I also use social media. So I have a whole authority content strategy that now I teach in 100K Authority Accelerator because I found that so many people don't really know how to create the presence on social that gets leads to buy from you. So that's a big part of what I do is social media, but not the way most people do it. It's not about dancing on reels and trying to beat the algorithms. It's super valuable and it works for me. Right? It's a combination of strategy. But the last one, and I find you're either all in on this or this is something you haven't necessarily turned this stone over, and that is partners, strategic partners, referral partners, promotional partners. You know, some people call them JVs or affiliates. I like to think of them as my partners. These are people where we are really like a fan of each other's work. We found that we share a similar audience. There are so many different ways that you can collaborate with people who serve your ideal audience. But the important thing is to get into a rhythm and a routine where you are every week, every month, having a clear picture of how these people are going to deliver new leads into your business, into your sales triggers, into your lead magnets, and you're building a expanded audience on a regular basis. But if you are not constantly bringing new energy into your list, into your social media environment, there are people there that just aren't ready to buy. They're never going to buy from you. They're just there. And if you're not bringing new energy in, that community gets stagnant. And a stagnant list isn't going to produce results. I had a client, it was about 14 years ago now, and he was very, very successful with his first launch, like multiple six figures. He was following a launch model that his mentor laid out for him. He was mediocrely successful at his second launch. And that's when he hired me. He's like, I don't know what happened. I don't know what's wrong, but I need help. And he tried to do the third launch and realized very quickly I was right. And what was going on was he was relying on a list that he built once. And the list will have a diminishing return if you keep going back to it over and over and over again, and you're not focusing on new leads into your list. So that's why we talk about lead generation as well as a sales trigger. You have to always be doing things that bring people from other audiences, other communities, other places into your orbit, so to speak, into your world, so that they're learning and growing and building a relationship with you, so that when you do offer something, they're ready. Okay, so part of the reason why people aren't getting into consistent five and six figure months is they're not doing the right things consistently, and they're missing these three foundational elements. Okay, they don't have an optimized offer that can get scaled and is going to produce higher and higher levels of revenue. They do not facilitate a regular sales trigger event, and they don't have new leads coming in all the time to that sales trigger. These three things have to be in place. They have to be consistent, and they have to be optimized. And that's going to get you to five and six figure months. Now, obviously, this is assuming that you have an aligned brand, you've got your messaging in place and all of that. This could be a whole masterclass in itself. Once you've got those pieces in place, this is where the turbocharges come on, and you're going to see a real leap, not just in the revenue, but in the soul satisfaction of running your business. Now, as I mentioned, I lay a lot of these factors out in the $1 million visibility framework that is at amplifywithmillion.com. From time to time, I am offering my masterclass, which is where I unpack that whole strategy. And if you're really looking at quantum leaping your business this year, then let's chat. Reach out to me wherever you're listening to this and let me know you are in on quantum leaping and you're looking for a better, more aligned strategy so you can have more fun, you can really lean into your superpowers, and you can make a great impact in the world. Thanks for tuning in today, Amplifier. Be sure to join us right now in the Amplify Your Authority community at authorityamplifiers.com, and I'll share my 7 proven tips to be a highly paid expert that stands out in a crowded market. Plus, we're going to keep this conversation going, and I want to hear from you how you're going to amplify your authority and make a greater impact. Before you go, please take a minute to give our show and our guests some love over on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe, rate, and review. Leave your full name, and I'll spotlight you and your authority on social media.